Not all people think alike. They have different needs, interests, and dispositions in almost every area of life, including religion. As a skillful teacher, the Buddha gave various teachings to correspond to the variety of sentient beings. We're going to look at the development of the two major Buddhist traditions containing these teachings, the Pali and Sanskrit traditions. But first, we begin with the life story of Sakyamuni Buddha. The Buddha's life. In the view common to both religions, Siddhartha Gautama, a prince from the Sakya clan, was born and grew up near what is now the India-Nepal border in the 5th or 6th century BCE. As a child, he had a kind heart and excelled in the arts and studies of his time. He lived a sheltered life in the palace during his early years, but as a young man, he ventured out beyond the palace walls. In the town, he saw a sick person, an old person, and a corpse, prompting him to reflect on the suffering nature of life. Seeing a wandering mendicant, he considered the possibility of liberation from samsara. And so, at age 29, he left the palace, shed his royal attire, and adopted the lifestyle of a wandering mendicant. He studied with the great teachers of his time and mastered their meditation techniques, but discovered they did not lead to liberation. For 6 years, he pursued severe ascetic practices in the forest, but realizing that torturing the body doesn't tame the mind, he adopted the middle way of keeping the body healthy for the sake of spiritual practice without indulging in unnecessary comforts. Sitting under the Bodhi tree in what is present-day Bodh Gaya, India, he vowed not to arise until he had attained full awakening. On the full moon of the 4th lunar month, he finished the process of cleansing his mind of all obscurations and developing all good qualities, and he became a fully awakened Buddha, Samasa Buddha, Samyaksam Buddha. 35 years old at the time, he spent the next 45 years teaching what he had discovered through his own experience to whoever came to hear.